On the KSRO live line from our friends at Cal Fire, Lynn Talmakoff is here. Good morning to you, Lynn.
Good morning.
Did I get your name correct?
You did.
All right, very good. First of all, as we said to Scott McLean on Friday, our hearts go out to the Cal Fire family for the loss of one of their own fighting the Sonoma County fires. I know it must have been a tough weekend for all of you.
Yeah, it absolutely was. You know, Friday was obviously it first hits you and then you're dealing with it. Plus, we're still having to deal with this fire, which has, it was very active on Friday. It was a tough firefight. So it was a combination of all sorts of things, but it's amazing the cooperators we have and the help we have with everything. And they all come together and it's just one great big family.
That's good to hear. And no surprise, I guess. You know, this Thomas fire is a monster, isn't it? It just is massive.
Absolutely. Over 270,000 acres as of today, only about 3,000 more acres, and it will be the largest in California history.
I was wondering how long it would take to get there. That's not many acres there.
Yeah, absolutely not. Based on the way it's going at this point, it very well could surpass that.
Yeah, it's a club you don't want to be into, that's for sure. We have the deadliest wildfires here in Northern California with the Tubbs fire just a couple of months ago. And nobody wants that particular number one status.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just been one of those years this year, unfortunately, between the North Bay fires and now this fire in Southern California, most deadliest, most destructive, and potentially the largest.
Is the governor right, Lynn, when he says there is no longer a fire season in California?
Yeah, absolutely. It seems that way, particularly in Southern California. They just don't seem to get the rainfall and the breaks from the hot, dry weather like we used to see, 20, 30 years ago. Climate is definitely changing in California, and we're going to have to learn how to adapt to it.
Yeah, and here in Northern California, I mean, we thought what we went through was, the worst possible. Now there are some ways that we have been fortunate, but I'm sure you're right that the difference in climate between Northern and Southern California has a lot to do with it. We're hoping for a little bit of rain maybe tomorrow night here. And I've learned to trust the Cal Fire forecasters more than anybody else, because I know you guys keep such a good eye on what's happening with the weather. Do you think we'll get any measurable amount of rain here in the north?
You know, we are definitely hoping for it. We do expect some, obviously not as much as we'd like. From what I understand, this storm's going to be pretty quick moving through, so it's not going to have a whole lot of time to drop a lot of rain for us. So that's going to be a struggle. And then if we don't see some more in the near future, it'll quickly almost be as if it never even happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not good news for us. I don't know if you've been able to look at any long range forecasts for Northern California. We're hoping that January is going to be a lot wetter than December has been.
I hope so. We definitely need that. But obviously, we always, like you said, we watch our weather very closely. So we hope for the best, but obviously we have to prepare for the worst.
Yes. And does Cal Fire get to a point where, you've ever had to say we're out of reserves, we don't have enough staffing to cover, these kinds of events in so many parts of the state?
You know, thank goodness, no, we've never had to worry about that. We've always had enough coverage, enough firefighters, enough equipment between not only our department, but also our partners, and the mutual aid system that California has is just phenomenal. So we always have that help and that backup that we need.
Well, we're all very happy to hear that, Lynn. And let's turn to our situation in particular. Of course, so many of us absolutely thrilled when we started seeing the little green shoots come out of the blackened fire areas. And now, in many places, you've got grass that's, 6 inches tall. And as we wind our way through the winter season, how high and how mature does that kind of growth have to be in order to keep us from a whole lot of, hillslide and mud damage going forward?
You know, and that, yeah, that's a huge problem. If we start seeing quite a significant amount of rain starting in January, having much more of the growth on the ground, having that root structure in there to hold the dirt in place is definitely a very important thing. Some of the areas that have lost some of the larger types of vegetation might see a little bit more activity as far as slides or debris flows go. But Cal Fire, after most of our fires, we went and did some work to help protect those watersheds and then the people that live downstream from the watersheds. So with that work being done, hopefully we won't see any problems arise out of the rainfall expected.
And is there anything that we should be doing, we should be thinking about right now, aside from, I think everybody's learned lessons about how to keep the area around their home safe, but in terms of you know, that hill, those hillsides moving and things like that, anything else that we should be doing as we try to protect our own?
You know, so this is not only it comes into a rainy season, so you're also having to keep an eye on the water and the hillsides and that sort of thing. But also while you're at it, think about the rest of your property, because the rain will stop eventually and we'll be right back into fire season before you know it. So you kind of want to start planning ahead for the spring and the summer coming up, getting defensible space done, but also at the same time definitely keeping an eye on the land that's already around you, especially if it is burned.
And one of the things I was reading about the Southern California fire and how it differs from ours, not just in size or acres burned, but that a lot, it sounds like a lot of the ash from the fire is running into the ocean in some parts down there, and that's a real worry as far as wildlife officials go.
Yeah, it's definitely something to worry about. When the winds that initially started or helped to push this fire when it started, those winds were coming off of the land and pushing onto the ocean. So, of course, all of the embers were getting pushed onto the ocean, which pushed a bunch of ash out into the ocean. And then, of course, if we see any rainfall eventually in that area, it's going to wash down into the ocean too. So it's definitely a concern and something that Fish and Wildlife, as well as the other scientists in the area, are going to have to keep an eye on.
Yes, indeed. One of the many things that we have to keep an eye on. And we are, of course, trying to keep our best eyes forward as we move forward. Of course, the thing that we always get worried about around this time of the year is how much rain and how soon and how quick. And this year in particular, you know, normally around this year, Lynn, we're worried about the levels of the Russian River and what that might end up to be. But this year, a whole new set of concerns.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the Russian River definitely over in the Bay Area there is it's very prone for flooding and having problems like that. So we don't want to see those debris flows off of these, you know, burned hillsides coming down in that area. That'll just make it worse. So, yep, definitely got to keep that area clean and very watchful.
Well, if wattles are the answer, I think we're going to be okay, because Sonoma County is housing a whole lot of wattles right now. Well, Lynn, thanks so much for checking in with us. We appreciate the updates both down south and for our own future here, too. And thanks for being with us. No doubt we'll talk again.
Great. Thank you for having me.
That is Lynn Tomikoff. She is with Cal Fire, talking about the Thomas Fire and what we've got to look forward to in the coming months, too.